It is no secret how Jesus came to this world. He was seen by men and angels, preached in this world, and taken back up into glory. John records that he came to his own, and his own received him not. His own, that is the world, whom he formed, whom he created, the world did not receive him. But to as many as have received him, he has given them the power to rule and to reign as sons of God. Now, this is the same light that lights every man that comes into this world. This is the life of all men. Yet he appeared in this realm, in this dimension, in this physical world, and the world did not receive him. When we read these accounts, there's a tendency to think that this is just history. But if you are sensitive in the spirit, you will know that this thing repeats itself again and again and again and again. Christ appearing in this world, preaching the gospel, revealing the mystery of God's kingdom, and hardly is he ever received by men. First of all, let us understand why he appears in this world. He appears in this world to restore man to that lost glory. See, he has given them power, those that receive him. He has given them power to become sons of God. That means to reign, to rule in that life that God ordained from them from the very beginning. Let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Let man be like God. Let him have dominion like God. Let everything be for his enjoyment. Let it rule and reign in enjoyment, in life. But we know the whole story, how man fell. How all men fell in that same manner in which Adam fell. Adam is a parable of every man in this world who is not illumined with the truth. Adam is not just a story. It's not just, you know, an historical account of a man that lived thousands of years ago. Adam is a parable of you. It's a parable of man. How man slips out of the glory of God. Adam is a parable of how man is deceived, is influenced by the spirit of this age, which is the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit is already present in this world. It's already working in this world. This is the spirit that subtly veils man from the reality of the glory that he is. It blinds man. It blinds the eyes of man's understanding, causing man to grope in perpetual darkness, causing man to lose all awareness of the fact that he is that same Son of God, destined to rule and to reign in life. What happened in the garden? The garden talks of paradise, talks of God's realm, the realm of enjoyment. The garden of enjoyment, Eden means enjoyment. It's the realm of singing, of joy, of all power, of all dominion, where you have infinite possibilities. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. In your presence, in his presence is the fullness of joy. At the right hand, pleasures forevermore. It represents the pinnacle of Zion, where God has commanded the blessing. But man loses out on that realm as he begins to hear or to be influenced by that serpent beneath, which is the spirit of this world, is the carnal spirit. See, when you look at men in this world today, what you are seeing is just people crawling on the dust. You are looking at, a brood of serpents, vipers, snakes, offsprings of devils. A man in his carnality, in his natural state, is a devil. He has the imprint of the beast. And what is the beast? The beast is that serpent, that most subtle serpent, that beast that was in the garden. That is the mark of the beast. And that is the mark and nature that veils man from his true nature. Spirit of Antichrist works in all spheres of humanity. It works in the families, it works in religion, in the systems of men, in government. It works in in groups called out. It's all the deception of the Antichrist spirit working in men. This spirit, places a barricade between man and his glory in God. It causes man to walk in that lower dimension, where man becomes governed by the beggarly elements of this age. See, but the God, Son of God, has come to testify. He stands right now in the midst of the earth, saying, I am the truth. I am the life. Those who can hear the voice of the Son of God, those who receive him, he has given them the power to reign once more in life. He was revealed from heaven in your life, in my life, to destroy the work of the devil, to destroy the work of the Antichrist, so that the sons of God might reign in life. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. This is the thing that gives us the victory. Our faith. The thing that gives us the victory is our ability to comprehend. It is our faith that gives us the power to overcome this world. And what does this world mean? The world means separation from God. That is the dimension Adam entered into. The wilderness, you know, dimension. The dimension of the dust. The world is a realm that is absent from the knowledge of the Father and of the Son. Praise God. Jesus Christ says this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and they may know Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, who is this Jesus Christ? You are supposed to know. It is the Christ in you. It is the Son of God in you. It is the image and the glory of God in you. This is the one you are called to know. Paul says that I may know him. That I may know him. Now, what is he talking about? Knowing who? He's saying that I may know the Christ within me. That I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. The resurrection from the dead is your awakening back into that glorious Son of God that you are. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Eternal life, enjoyment, gladness, rich life, glorious life is in, first of all, knowing the Son of God that you are. Praise God. And when you know the Son of God that you are, you also know the Father, because I and the Father are one. If you do not know the mystery of the Christ in you, if you do not know the mystery of your oneness with God, the wrath of God abides in you. Believe, receive the Christ, receive him, and as you receive him and receive his pure words, you can once more reign in life. See, receiving his pure words causes you to overcome the world. Causes you to overcome the darkness that represents this world. The sense of separation from the eternal God. It abolishes forever that veil, or we can call it an imaginary veil, that has been set between man and God. Faith coming by hearing the word. Not just any type of word, eh? Praise God. It's not just talking of any type of word. See, there's certain kind of word that you hear that will only value the more. It will only, you know, drive you further and further away from your glory in God. Hallelujah. Even Satan appears as an angel of light. preaching his own gospel and dishing out his own word. But you can know Satan. You can know the spirit of the Antichrist by discerning the spirits. Hallelujah. Let's go to John, 1 John chapter 4. Who is the Antichrist? 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are what? Are gone into the world. Hereby know you the spirit of God. Now here is what he's saying. Hereby know you the spirit of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 2. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is, that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of what? Is not of God. Now this is the spirit of what? Of the Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now who is in you? Is the Christ in you? The Christ in you is the greater one that is than the one that is in the world. So the one that in the world is flesh. The one that in the world is, the spirit of this age is man. Is the Antichrist. Hallelujah. They are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. Hallelujah. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You have to watch it. It says you what? John is giving you a clue on how you can recognize the spirit of the Antichrist. Oh, praise God. The spirit of the Antichrist or whatever is not something. It doesn't operate. It doesn't have to operate violently like you think. It doesn't have to be, somebody religious coming with a dagger or with a sword after you to kill you. Or to denote a bomb somewhere. The Antichrist, the manifestation of the Antichrist that is the most dangerous manifestation appears through religion. It appears through brethren who call themselves Christians, born again Christians. It appears even through brethren who call themselves the called out out of the called out. Discern the spirits. Check the spirits. If the spirit does not confess that Christ in the flesh. That spirit is not of God. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. See, this is a spirit that tries to, you know, distract the men from the reality of the indwelling glory. It's a spirit that deceives men into false hopes. See, there are many, many books, many, many doctrines, many, many preachings, many, many beliefs. And people are waiting for Jesus to come in the sky. People are waiting for something to happen. Not realizing that he's present within every man today. All you need is that the veil over your face be removed. All you need is to hear the voice of truth and to receive it and exercise yourself in the truth. To those that receive him, he has given them the power to become sons of God. Sons of God, son of God. Because the sons of God all partake of that one spirit. It's one body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody will argue that, you know, they use scriptures to argue their point. That it is written in this chapter, it is written in this book, that Jesus will appear in the sky. But when people read the New Testament, people read this New Testament veiled, with a veiled mind. In times past, the people read the Old Testament with veiled minds. But today, people read the New Testament with veiled minds, not being able to extract the spiritual content in those letters. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So nobody's coming out from the sky to save you. Nobody's coming out from underneath the earth to save you. Nothing will happen in Israel. Just believe what you hear the Father testifying about the Son of God in you today and awake to it. Any spirit that does not confess Christ in you, any spirit that does not preach the Christ in you, is a spirit that veils you from the reality of Christ in you. The holy hope of glory, I repeat, the holy hope of glory is the Christ in you. Hallelujah. You must awaken to the glory of God that is in you. You must overcome the devil by allowing the message of the kingdom being revealed from heaven in this hour to take a hold on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's no point trying to marvel that the world does not hear you. It is no wonder that they are in the minority, those who can comprehend what you preach. You don't need to bother. At times I go to places to preach. If there are 100 people in that congregation, if there are 200 people in that congregation, if there are 300 people gathered, I observe that maybe only about 2 or 3 at that moment will truly be ready to receive what I preach. The others just clap and get excited and praise God and praise God and praise God, and they carry on in their own ignorance. The world can't hear you. See, the things that happened in the days of Jesus are occurring again and again. The scribes and Pharisees, the leaders of religion, which operate by the spirit of the Antichrist, are still at work today. They not only crucify the Christ unto themselves, but try to prevent others from entering into God's kingdom. They have not entered, and they also prevent others from entering. Let us read what Jesus Christ says about this, you know, the spirit of the Antichrist that works through the religious leaders, the religious mind in this very day. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, that is a convert. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Big crusades, big churches, gathering men in, you know, in churches here and there, and they think that they're doing the work of God. So, but if your eyes are open to see those multitudes that are gathered onto these men, you will discover that they are in chains. I have seen it. I know it. I understand what I'm saying. They are in chains. Spiritual chains. Always hearing but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Because the spirit of the Antichrist is at work in them. Making them twice sons of hell than their religious leaders. Who is the one that is in hell? Is it not the one that has lost all knowledge of the Son of God that he is? Adam was, you know, plunged into hell, that wilderness condition, that waterless wilderness, thorns and tissues. Is the condition of hell, the realm of the dead. Is the realm where those nations that forget God are gathered into. Is the realm of forgetfulness, where the worm feed sweetly on you. Where in your mind you are infinitely separated from a loving Father and God. Hallelujah. That spirit of the Antichrist walking through the religious mind only draws men further away from the reality of their glory in God. Hallelujah. There are certain people that you start off with. They hear this message initially and they are excited. But when you move along with them, they come to a place, they stop. And the tabernacle there, and the form religion of the little they know. These ones never go on to know the Lord in his fullness. And along the line, these ones will drop you like hot potato. They will stay away from you, and you know, they will call you the Antichrist. See it. They will pass the word on to their brethren and tell the brethren not to listen to your messages, that you are walking in error. You see, but what they do not know is that they are crucifying the Christ again and again unto themselves. The same things that the scribes and the Pharisees did to Jesus, is the same thing they are doing again and again today. Praise God. Jesus Christ says the day will come, the time comes when anybody killing you will think that he's doing a favor to God. They think that they are doing service to God by trying to shut you up. Why? Because you testify of Christ as their life. Why? Because you come out as the light of the world to testify of the truth according to what the Father has revealed to you. Because at times, your family members will walk out on you. They will not follow in your course to stand in the truth. Some will prefer to go back to their religious ways. But don't be bothered. Don't be moved. Just stand in the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the book of Revelations, John the Apostle saw a lamp. Something that looked like a lamp. Of course, when you hear the lamp, you think of the lamp of God. You think of Christ, the Immaculate Son of God, the blameless Son of God, the one who sits on the throne of God. But John, in the book of Revelation, saw a vision of a fake imitation of the lamp of God. Praise God. You see this in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamp, and he spoke as a dragon. In other words, he had the appearance of a lamp. He looked like a lamp. But you know the voice. The difference is in the voice. At first sight, it looks like a lamp. It looks like the messenger of God. It looks like the prophet of God. But it's a false prophet. They preach come out of Babylon, but they themselves are a greater Babylon. Devils. You will know them by their voice. Test the spirits. The voice of the dragon is the same voice of the serpent, of the devil, of Satan. This fake imitation had the voice of a dragon. Is that same voice of deception that veils men from the reality of the Son of God that is in them. Hallelujah. It is the voice that hides the mystery of Christ in you. It is the voice that subtly causes you to be married to mortality, that causes you to be married to the dimension of flesh and blood. This is the deceiver, the liar, the devil. People just have the impression that the devil means, something, very murderous, something very, very, something from without. People write books and talk of, the beast as some kind of Catholic church or some kind of, how do I put it? A nation that will arise out of Europe. Some even call the European Union, the beast, and all kind of things that you hear from men. See, but the beast operates in all spheres of humanity. And you can discern them by their voices. First of all, the voice. Any voice that does not confess the Christ in you, any voice that does not confess the mystery of God's kingdom in you, is the voice of the dragon. Now bear it in mind, the religious mind tries to be good. The religious mind tries to please God. The religious mind tries to be holy. The religious mind does not want to hurt you. He wants to save you. He wants you to go to heaven. But the truth is that the religious mind does not know the things of God. That is why Jesus turned to Peter when Peter was trying to rebuke Jesus for saying that he must die for the cause of the gospel. Jesus Christ rebuked him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou knowest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of mortal man, of the dust." Satan is the same dragon, is the same devil, is the same, you know, serpent that was from the beginning. It's the prince of darkness, whose principal function is to veil man from the reality of the brightness of God's glory that he is. Within every man is a light body. Within every man is the Son of God, the image of God. Hallelujah. The more you recognize this mystery and know the inner man, which you truly are, the more you are lifted up from the gates of hell. The more you are, you know, lifted out of the realm of tribulation that this world represents. Hallelujah. Let's go further in Revelation chapter 13, verse 12. "And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of these miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by his sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, and free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might sell or buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And here is wisdom: let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the what? It is the number of what? The number of man. And his number is 666. You don't need to explain any further. He has already said it here. He said it is the number of man, mortal man. That's the number of the beast, the mark of the beast. Praise God. See, and there is the spirit of the Antichrist operating in this fear, in all spheres of humanity, that causes men to worship the beast, causes men to have the mark of the beast, which means to have the nature of the beast. To walk in mortality, to walk in carnality. It deceives them. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one secret. Do you know that the beast has been slain? See, the Bible speaks here of a beast that had a deadly wound. But it lived. But in reality, that beast is dead. It can only live in your imagination. That beast was destroyed on the cross of Jesus many years ago. And the beast has no life in itself. See, but the works and the works of religion, the works of men, simply try to resurrect that beast. But if your eyes are illumined, you will know that the beast has been destroyed forever. Hallelujah. Now listen what it says. It says that he caused all people to have the mark on their right hand, on their foreheads. And he caused that no man can buy or sell except he had that mark. How do you buy and sell? Do you know that as I'm preaching to you, I'm selling the word of God, I am selling this word without money? He's simply saying here that they will not listen to you except you have the same language that they speak. That's why John says simply that the world heareth its own. The world heareth the world. See, they that are of the world, you know, therefore speak they are of the world. Therefore, they speak they of the world, you know, speak they of the world, and the world hears them. See, the world represents the people who have the mark of the beast, the nature of the beast, who walk in the lie, who walk in carnality, and neglect the Christ that is within. And they understand their language. That's why at times when we go to preach in certain places, they don't understand us. See, but I must preach what God has revealed to me. Because those who reject the message now, those who treat you badly, those who dishonor you, will have their eyes open to the reality of the gospel in due season. Oh, praise God. They will awaken to the fact that they have crucified to themselves the Lord of glory. So let us never be discouraged by what men do. See, anybody that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Praise God. Anybody that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. It is a must. See, to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, walking in the Spirit, walking in this revelation, does not augur well with the religious mind. See, confessing the Christ and exercising yourself in this mystery of the Christ does not augur well with the religious mind. See it. They call you a blasphemer. See it. They think that you are robbing God of his glory because you make yourself equal with God. See, but what I am is what I am. Hallelujah. And I must speak and walk in the light that I have. So any spirit that does not confess Christ has come in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. It does not do this deliberately to hurt anybody, but it simply unaware of this mystery. No, Christ will come in the sky. Hallelujah. You are not going to behold any Christ coming physically in the sky. We are beholding him right now with the eyes of our understanding. Are you listening? Praise God. The Father's will is that every man see the Son and believe. To see him is to comprehend the mystery of the Christ in you. To understand the mystery of the Christ in you. And as you see him, you are converted into that same image, even as the Lord is Spirit. Hallelujah. When you are educated by the Spirit, when you are nurtured by the Spirit, it lifts you up from the mire clay, which is your human sense of life, and causes you to awake immortal, incorruptible, which is Spirit, to retain your spiritual identity. Without walking in that spiritual identity, you cannot see the Father. To flesh and blood cannot enter God's kingdom. But only those that are born again of the incorruptible Word and of the Spirit. See, so we are beholding him right now as we hear the voice of truth. The hour has come. Thou that sleepest in the graves, thou that sleepest in the dust, to hear the voice of the Son of Man. And as you hear the voice of the Son of Man, awake back into your glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't listen to those contradictory voices of men, the spirit of the Antichrist. See, there's nothing to be looked for or to be hoped without. Your hope is all in discovering the garden of God that is within you. Hallelujah. Your hope is to know him, the Christ in you. God bless you.